The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on August 23, 1995 in Singapore. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, verse 69.
Of day and night and awake and asleep is used. Normally people are awake at daytime and sleep during the night. At least that's the analogy used like that. So the time for sleeping, for the materialistic people, is the time of awakening for the transcendental conscious persons. Srila Prabhupada summed this up in his article, Who is Crazy? Many times when people begin to do their spiritual activities, their friends and family members accuse them of being crazy. Why you are wasting the best part of your life for chanting the holy names of God? You should simply try to enjoy life in sense gratification. This is what people who are materialistically oriented think. But the person who is spiritually intelligent understands that the happiness of the senses is very temporary. It comes and it goes. Sometimes the senses give us happiness, and sometimes the senses give us suffering. Therefore, going after the senses and being a slave to the senses' demands is not considered a very useful activity by the spiritually intelligent person. Rather, they control the senses, engaging them as much as is needed for being healthy, peaceful, happy, and use the maximum time possible for developing spiritual consciousness. So the self-realized person is peaceful and happy in this lifetime, and at the end of this lifetime, such a person goes back to the spiritual world. When they leave their body, chanting the holy names of the Lord, they are picked up by the messengers of Lord Vishnu and taken in a special spiritual airplane back to the spiritual world, from where they don't have to suffer any more birth or death. Napnuvanti mahatmanas sansiddhim paramam gatha. So who is crazy? This is the question that Prabhupada raised. The person who is living a peaceful, happy life in this life, and next life they're achieving the eternal life. Or someone who is struggling to enjoy the senses, who's suffering various kinds of anxieties and frustrations, And finally, at the end of life, they go to hell. Someone may say, well, how do you know there's a God? Of course, we know from all of the Shastras, we know from the great rishis and great devotees who have realized the Lord, and we can also experience from our own realization by chanting the Lord's holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone was chanting very blissfully. This chanting gives one spiritual happiness, especially when we can gather together in a nice big group and everyone can sing loudly. One can experience the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in bigger amounts. I was very happy to be here a few weeks ago when there was when there was a special ceremony of the Jagannath Rath Yatra here in Singapore, where we could chant Hare Krishna, and so many people, even they didn't know very much what was going on, they came forward and also chanted. So by doing that, one gets special mercy called Agata Sukriti, unconscious benefit. So the whole world is benefited by this chanting. So the materialist, they may not understand this. They're living in a fool's paradise. We can see how much they're suffering. But even a little bit, if they chant Hare Krishna, they get the benefit. For the devotees, they know that the Lord exists. But even if you take the materialistic logic and say that the Lord doesn't, if there's no God, if there's no afterlife, then what does one lose? Still, the devotee is living in a very peaceful way with less anxiety. And if there's no higher truth, then nothing matters anyway. What is the use of leading a selfish life and being in so much anxiety? But fortunately, life continues birth after birth. Bahunam janmanam ante. And if one is very fortunate, after many, many births, they can realize that Krishna is everything, Vasudeva is everything. Bahunam janmanam ante ganavang mahapadjante Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sadurlaba. So these persons who realize that Krishna is everything, they are very rare. Samahatma sadurlaba. There are more materialistically intelligent people and less Krishna conscious intelligent people. But Lord Shiva, Mahadev, he has explained why he likes the Krishna bhaktas in the Srimad Bhagavat. If someone follows Varnashram Dharma, their Swadharma, for 100 births, very properly, they can reach Brahmaloka. And if they do more pious activity, they can reach to Shivaloka. But he explained that those who do Krishna Bhakti in one lifetime, they can go beyond Brahmaloka and Shivaloka and go to Goloka, go to Vaikuntha. In the one lifetime. Therefore, Shiva likes the Krishna bhaktas very much, and the Krishna bhaktas, they love Lord Shiva very much. Vaishnavanam jata sambhu. He is the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. Worshipping Vishnu, Krishna is especially for those who want to go back to the spiritual world, it is considered the topmost of all the systems. This is explained in Shiva Purana, where Lord Shiva is explaining to Parvati. Parvati asks, what is the recommended worship, the best worship one can do as a human being? And Lord Shiva said, Aradhananang Sarveshang Vishnur Aradhananang Param. That one should worship Lord Vishnu. That is the topmost of all the systems of worship. Tasmat Parattaram Devi. But with one exception, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Worshipping those who are dear to Vishnu, who are close to Vishnu, connected to Him, that is even more important. Therefore, if we worship the great Vaishnavas, if we worship Lord Shiva or Murugan as a Vaishnava, that is pleasing to Krishna. Always the Devas must be respected and never disrespected at any time, because they are connected to the Lord. Similarly, if we worship Tulasi or the holy Shastra, if we worship the Guru, if we worship the holy Dham like Vrindavan, Dharaka, Tirumala, Mayapur, then these are connected to the Lord, so we get special blessings. So these systems are authorized by the great authorities of the Vedas. So someone who is spiritually intelligent, they know how to organize their lives under the guidance of the bona fide Guru so that they always remain in contact with Krishna, always remain in contact with the spiritual life. They know how to adjust the material activities so that they can do the essential material activities. At the same time, they keep some time for practicing Krishna consciousness with their family and with the devotees together. But this process of Krishna consciousness is meant to be practiced in the home. It's meant to be practiced in the ashram. It's meant to be practiced everywhere. But since most people in this world are householders, therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he gave the instruction, Grihe thako, bone thako, sadahari bole dako. Whether you are in a household or whether you are living in a forest, everyone should chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The holy names of Krishna, all of the time. Lord Chaitanya, when he started to chant Hare Krishna alone when he was traveling through South India, at that time he went to a place called Kurma Desh. There was the deity of Lord Kurma, which they were worshipping, the tortoise incarnation. He stayed at the house of one Brahmana and took his meals there. As he was about to leave, the Brahmana requested him that, I am finding my household life too difficult. So many disagreements, so many difficulties, so much materialistic worries. I want to leave it all. I want to give it up and go with you, wandering like a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya said, Vishnu, don't say such things again. I never want to hear you repeat such things again. Don't become a Markata Vairagi, monkey renunciate. Monkeys look very renounced. Living in the forest with no clothes, they look like they are very great yogis. But the monkeys are what they are doing. They're simply enjoying the senses. Like that, if somebody artificially wants to leave their material activities thinking that this is all Maya, but they're not actually spiritually developed a higher taste, what will happen is even after leaving, they'll simply think about the materialistic activities and they'll become a false renouncer. So Lord Chaitanya advised him, you simply remain in your home and you preach Krishna consciousness to your family members, you give Krishna consciousness to your friends, you give Krishna consciousness to all of the people you know, to your country people. Jare dako tari koho kishtu padesh amagya guru hoya taro e desh. Whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. In this way, being a spiritual teacher, you deliver your country people. So this was the way that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is spread from one person to another person to another person. Think back, mostly people come to Krishna consciousness because somebody gave you a book, somebody told you about Krishna, somebody invited you to come to the program. Because of a personal contact, somebody brought you close to Krishna. There are very few cases where a person has not been instrumental to bring someone to Krishna. There's the maximum way in which Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement, and still today, that is how the Sankirtan or chanting of the holy names of Krishna is spread. Now here, I didn't count, maybe 100 devotees are here. If we consider Lord Chaitanya's principle, when he would give his teaching to a person, then that person would give to 1, 2, 3, 4 more, 5 more. And then in turn, those people would go and give to their friends. So in this way, the movement spread very quickly. Lord Chaitanya didn't say that only a selected few would be the holy priest that no one else would preach. He said everyone should be a preacher, but we take the guidance from the more advanced devotees how to do it. But everyone in their own way, they should learn to practice Krishna consciousness and to help to spread it to others, to bring people to the temple, to bring people to the programs like this, to train people to chant in their own homes, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, Srila Prabhupada's books answer so many questions, and people can directly get association with Krishna and with Srila Prabhupada by reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we bring people also to read the books of Prabhupada and understand them. Here we're having a program and we're having elderly people, middle-aged people, young people, and even children. Of course, the children may not be able yet to focus their mind. They may need some special children program, more adapted to their level of consciousness. But during the kirtan, all the age groups can participate. Everyone is chanting and dancing and hearing the holy names. So that is the special quality of this Sankirtan movement, that it's for everyone. So practically the whole world was sleeping. If we take this verse in the Gita, that what is the time of awakening for the self-realized soul, since the whole world, nobody was interested in self-realization or able very few people, that most of the whole world was sleeping. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, he came to wake everyone up. Just like Lord Chaitanya, he used to say, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bhove. Wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you stay sleeping in the lap of the witch Maya? Dear devotees, we should understand, why is there suffering in the world? Why do people get unhappiness even though they don't want it? This material world is ruled by strict laws. Laws tend to be impersonal. If we break the law, we get fined. I think here in Singapore you know about this system of breaking the law and getting fined. I've heard this is a fine place, and I appreciate. So when there's a strict law and you break it, you have to pay. Now sometimes, in a family situation, you expect more understanding from your parents. If they're loving parents or grandparents, especially grandparents are very loving. They don't always be so hard. So a more personal approach can be taken. But in this material world, the approach is not very personal. It's quite strict. You do this karma, you get this reaction. You do pap, you get suffering. You do punya, you do pious activity, you get this enjoyment. And the material nature is very strong, much more strong than we are. So the example is given, just like Durga is riding on her big lion, her singha. Anyone who breaks her laws, like when she did the Moisasura Vardhana, she killed the demon, the Moisasura, the buffalo demon. If you've seen that form of Durga, she's riding on her lion, and she's putting the trident into the heart of the Moisasura, of the demon, the buffalo demon. So Srila Prabhupada explained, Mother Durga is the Daiva Shakti controlling the material nature. She is the goddess of the material nature. And her trident means Adi Atmik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik suffering. If we break the laws of Krishna, we have to suffer the three kinds of suffering, from our own body and mind, from other living entities, and from natural causes. So she has, even the Mahishasura is her own son, but she is killing. Not that she spares anyone. If you break the laws, you suffer. So the example is given like a cat. When a cat catches a mouse, the cat is lifting the mouse in the mouth. But that lifting is of one kind. The same cat also lifts up the baby kitten by the mouth. So is the lifting of the kitten the same as the lifting of the mouse? What do you think? When cat lifts the mouse, that's for eating it, right? And for lifting the kitten, that's for protecting. When we surrender to Krishna, he protects us. So even though the new devotee, we have to sometime go through some suffering and test in the material world, but Krishna is taking personal care of us through his yoga maya shakti. But when we're in the material world, without the shelter of Krishna, then we are in the hands of the cat dealing like with the mouse. And we have to suffer and enjoy according to our karmas. And for that, we don't have much scope. So the devotees understand, and they want to be under the personal protection of Krishna, even if there's some tests. All these shastras promise if we engage in Krishna's service for the whole life, we go back to Godhead. So it's very important we fix ourselves in the practice of spiritual life. Problem is, we may not be so inclined. It's saying here that the self-realized soul, they're naturally inclined to the spiritual activities. But we might not be so inclined. And what to do? That's why we need to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chanting is Chetu Darpanam Arjanam. It cleanses the heart from all the materialistic tendencies and causes Chetu Darpanam Arjanam Bhavamahad Dabhagni Nirvhapanam, all the suffering, the burning in the heart to be extinguished like a rain cloud going on the forest fire. It is giving us the moon of all auspiciousness. Sayachandrika vitaranam vidya buddhi vardhanam. It increases our transcendental knowledge. So this chanting is bringing all kinds of good effect. It's a cleansing process in the beginning, but as we advance in pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam, every step we'll taste nectar. We can't expect to taste the nectar in the beginning because our spiritual senses are clogged up. We have to clean the consciousness, then we can taste the sweet nectar. I was discussing with one gentleman. He said, I don't find any time to chant. I said, do you have find time to take a bath in the morning? He said, yes, of course. You put on clean clothes every day, yes? So just like you're bathing the body every morning, we also have to bathe the consciousness. But we can't bathe the consciousness by eating soap or detergent. We bathe the consciousness by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya, he was a youth leader, he was a great professor, he was a leader of the Brahmanas. So when in a young age he took up the chanting of Hare Krishna, many of his colleagues thought he had gone crazy. And they went and complained to Mother Sachi, your son Nimai, he seems to have gone mad. But they didn't say it so crudely. They say, it seems that he's got some vayu dosh, some disturbed airs in the brain. Now he's only chanting. So better you do something to cure him. One neighbor said, yes, I think you should give him some tender coconut water. If he drinks the tender coconut water, it will cool down his brain. Then another neighbor said, no, no, tender coconut is not strong enough. You have to rub some Vishnu toila, some oil on the head, Ayurvedic oil, like a tiger balm type, Ayurvedic oil, and cool down the brain. No, 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 another neighbor said, that won't do. He's too far gone. You have to tie him up with ropes and just keep him locked in the house. Mother Sachi wouldn't listen to anyone. No, no, why do you say all these things? Leave me alone. Nimai? Nimai? Where are you, Nimai? Nimai was the name of Lord Chaitanya because he was born under the neem tree. His nickname was Nimai. So So hearing the rumors that people were saying that his ears were disturbed, he went to Shiva's Pandit and he asked Shiva's Pandit if he could just speak with him for a moment. Shiva said, yes, yes, please come in. My dear Shiva, you are a very great devotee. You are very experienced in devotional service. I want to ask you one question. Please, sorry. People are saying that I have got a disease, that I am sick. Every time I chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, tears are coming in my eyes. My hairs are standing on end. I can't help it but dancing and chanting. So they say I got sick, that I got a mental problem or some disturbed airs in the body. Can you confirm whether I got a disease or not? The Shivas Thakur looked at him very seriously and said, yes, you have a disease. And I also want that disease. Then he smiled. And Lord Chaitanya, if I have a disease, why would you want the disease? Nobody wants disease. Anybody here wants disease? The wise Srivas is saying, you have a disease and I want that disease. So there must be some hidden meaning to his words. So you have a disease of love for Krishna, Krishna Prema. And I also want that disease. Lord Chaitanya said, you saved my life. If you would have told me I had a material disease, and all the love and all the happiness that I'm experienced serving Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna is all false, an illusion, I would have just gone and taken my life in the Ganges. What would have been the use of living? You have saved my life. Shiva said, yes, you have the disease. Even Brahma and Shiva, they want that disease. They want to get Krishna Prema. Shiva did tapasya to go to see the Rasa Leela. But he was told to approach the gopis. And Radharani said, during Rasa Leela, only one Purusha can be there, Krishna. So if you want to be in Rasa Leela, you cannot come as a Purusha, you have to come also as a gopi. So then Lord Shiva requested, okay, change me into a gopi because I want to see the Rasa Leela. So they changed him into a gopi and he became known as Gopeshwar. And he stands at the gate of the Rasa Leela, watching the Rasa Leela in the form of a gopi, and he doesn't let anybody in who is not a pure devotee of Krishna. So you cannot go to Krishna without the blessing of Shiva. Be very careful never to offend Lord Shiva. Rather, we take his blessing to go to Krishna. So Shiva is saying, even Brahma and Shiva, they want to get Krishna Prema. They want that disease. So the common people, they don't understand what you're doing. They don't understand your happiness. Because they only know the happiness of what you get from rubbing that skin together. The sense happiness. They don't know the happiness that you get from spiritual life. So you can't blame them. They just don't know about it. But the devotees who appreciate this, they want your association. Why don't you come to my house? I have a garden here in the house. I have a wall around the garden with a doorway. We can lock the door. We can have the private kirtan, nobody will be there to be disturbed, and we can go on chanting in this way and all the devotees will be very happy. So in the beginning, in the house of Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya would regularly chant. And after a while, when all the devotees became very strong in their Krishna consciousness, then they went and spread it to so many people throughout the town, and then Lord Chaitanya arranged that they could go out and preach to everyone. And this way, finally, the whole town became Krishna conscious. So that was Lord Chaitanya's formula in the beginning. He gave his mercy to everyone very freely without considering who's qualified or who's unqualified. Whoever wanted the mercy could get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and get this greatest gift of love for God. How many appreciate this mercy of Lord Chaitanya that he didn't consider who was qualified or who was unqualified? He just freely gave the mercy to everyone. How many appreciate that? How many of you like that quality of Lord Chaitanya? Anyone who likes that quality, you can raise your hand. I want to see how many like that quality. How many of you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? So Krishna himself as the Lord was here 5,000 years ago, but he predicted he would come again in Kali Yuga as his own bhakta in order to spread bhakti. Here Krishna is speaking in Gita, but so many people don't understand the Bhagavad Gita. So like a teacher comes and shows by writing on the blackboard, Krishna came himself as a teacher, Mahaprabhu, the great master, to come and teach everyone by his own example. This is how to apply Bhagavad Gita and how to apply the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedas in a practical way. So he came to give out this mercy to everyone. In the Bhagavad it was predicted that the Lord will come in a golden form in the age of Kali. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangupangashta Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hisumedasaha. So those who are intelligent, they will take to the process of this chanting of the holy names. And along with the Lord and all his associates who have come from the spiritual world. This is not a secret, we know. Surda, Purandara, so many great acharyas, so many alwars, so many devotees are there. Even the Skanda Purana is saying you chant the name Hari, it will steal away all your bad qualities, steal you out of the material world back to the spiritual world. All the Puranas, all the Vedas are telling. But why we weren't doing? Because we needed that example from someone. So Lord Chaitanya has given the example and he requests every human being to take up this Krishna consciousness and to give it to others. So we hope that all of you, since you are all desiring the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we pray to Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda to give their mercy, their divine mercy to all of you. As Prabhupada used to say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy and help others to be happy also. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Tat Sat. So any question? Any question? Yes. How does he become attracted? Well, that's a mystery, isn't it? That's his glory. He promises, Jayata Mam Prapadyante Tang Sataiva Bajamyaham. According to how people approach me, I reciprocate with them. If someone is attracted to him and is worshiping him, then Krishna, he reciprocates, he becomes attracted to that devotee. So according to how we approach Krishna, he reciprocates in a very personal way. So when you love Krishna, then he naturally loves you. Plus, the other thing is that, you see, we're all part of Krishna. It's a natural thing. Why does a father like it if the son and daughter would come out and show a lot of love and affection for the parent? Usually, the child comes up to the parent and be very nice. You know, the child may be asking for ice cream or something. But if the child really came up to the parent and said, "Mommy, I want to help you wash the dishes." Oof. See, oh, what a wonderful child. Father, I want to help you. It's a natural thing because Krishna loves us. We have forgotten Krishna, but he already loves us. So when we reciprocate with that love and we show our love for him, our devotion, he's naturally very happy because he loves us. He wants us to go back to him more than we want to go back. But he takes a neutral role. If you don't want to be with me, all right, you can stay in the material world and you can have your virtual independence. Like a virtual reality, we have virtual independence in the material world. We don't have real independence, but we have virtual independence.